church. She was a Methodist, and we lived in a Methodist church for a long, long time. And I don't know, we had a lot of disturbances in the Methodist church and division over the race question. I don't mind talking about it. And I wasn't a racist. I expressed myself just like William. I think I had about the same idea William did about it. I told them, I said, now if any of my colored friends that I thought that walk in this Methodist church that really honest and goodness that wanted in deep in his heart to become a Methodist, belong to this Methodist church at heart, I'd have no objection to him joining the Methodist church. But when somebody just wants to join it to divide it, just say he's just dividing white folks. I said, that's when I hold up my finger and say that I'm not in for that kind of stuff. And I said, I'm not saying that I'm opposed to the colored people join our church. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm saying let a man examine his heart. It's up to him now. It's not for me to go out there and tell him to come on in here. If he wants to come, let him come on. I says, did you know that in Baptist church that we had a place for the colored people and that they belonged to the Clear Creek Baptist Church just like the white folks did? And what did they do when the surrender came? They were the first one that says, now master, we want us a church to ourselves. And what did they do? Says, all right, where do you want the grounds? So they selected them 10 acres of land right next to the Baptist church out there at Clear Creek. And they gave them 10 acres of land, and they've got them a fine brick church right next to the Clear Creek Baptist church out there at Burgess. And that's where they built, and it was because the colored people themselves withdrew from the white church. All right, in the schools, the white people was teaching the colored people what to do. Said, master, we wants to educate our own people. We wants to withdraw from the school. Well, what did they do? They withdrew from the school. Then they let them do it, and they built them colored school. Now that's a matter of history, but you never hear them say anything about it.
No, that's actually, this is one of the reasons I'm interested in trying to talk to people and get a clearer view of what the region was like, as you'll never read about it. It's very difficult to find any kind of the emotions of the past 15 years have just made everything obscure.
I thought they were going to throw me out of Methodist Church. A lot of them did.